I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Apple, a more than healthy $11.5 billion in profit for April, May into June. iPhones and iPads are doing well, but much of the growth in sales came from Apple services, the App Store, Apple Music. That's the quarter gone by. Looking ahead, there are headwinds, as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
On Apple's earnings call, CEO Tim Cook lauded a 20% growth in hardware sales, iPhones, and then quickly shifted focus to software services like iCloud and Apple Pay. Santosh Rao at Manhattan Venture Partners says that's because for Apple, that's the next frontier.
As the smartphone saturation increases more and more, the next big thing is services.
The company reported record revenue from its services, almost a third higher than this time last year. But Angelo Zeno, an analyst at CRFA, says, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
When we look at Apple here, it remains still a hardware-concentrated company.
And a lot of that hardware, not just iPhones, but Apple Watches and AirPod earphones, are largely made in China. And those products could be hit by new U.S. import tariffs. Zeno says a growth in services could help dampen the blow, but...
You know, it would be very difficult for them to make up that lost revenue via other type of services, at least in the immediate term.
For now, things are looking up. Apple's chief rival Samsung reported a big decline in mobile phone profit earlier this week. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.